There's a voice that's softly whispering inside my head, telling me I'm gonna be alright. It keeps saying, let yourself be led where you are led. Don't hold back, don't put up a fight. It tells me, trust the wind, breathe the air. There's a place you're meant to be, and you're already there. Open up your heart and let life in. You know that you can always trust the wind. When the world starts doing things that I don't understand, and I search my soul to find a reason why. In the dark of night I feel somebody take my hand and tell me you don't even have to try. For you can trust the wind, breathe the air, and know that there are helping hands around you everywhere. Open up your heart and let life in. You know that you can always trust the wind. Dreams have wings, thoughts take flight. All good things are streaming toward us every day. They hear our prayers, they know the way. I'm gonna trust the wind, breathe the air. Let it take me on its wings and carry me somewhere. I'll open up my heart and let life in. I know wherever breezes blow, wherever winding rivers flow, I'm going where I need to go.
Marie Anne and Magnificent do begin with the same letter, and they go hand in hand. Marie Anne, thank you. You open my heart a little more every time I have the blessing of hearing you sing. Oh my gosh. And trust the wind. We could call it a day right there, right here and now after that. Trust the wind. There's the message. Gosh. There's a voice that's softly whispering inside my head, telling me I'm going to be all right. It keeps saying, let yourself be led where you are led. Don't hold back. Don't put up a fight. It tells me, trust the wind, breathe the air. There's a place you're meant to be, and you're already there. So open up your heart and let life in. You know that you can always trust the wind. I love the story of how that song came to David Friedman when he was walking down the sidewalks of New York City, and it came in like a download after his beloved Nancy Lamott had passed away, and he ran into a store and got paper so he could write it down. I love that song. I love the message. And of course, much like the word God, wind, you can use whatever word, whatever noun works for you. Trust the wind, trust spirit, trust love, trust life. So for me, it's about trusting spirit. You know, last week, Becca spoke about finding comfort and courage in spirit. And maybe that was why courage, the theme of courage, was on my mind so much last week. And it led me to talk about this theme of surrender, the courage of surrender. Because surrender is so often associated with weakness, of giving up, throwing in the towel, but it's not. And we talk about it from time to time. It's powerful. Surrender is one of our powers. Charles Fillmore didn't see it as one of our 12 powers, but to me, it's because it's all encompassing. It is in the entirety. It is surrender is, oh my goodness, it's an active, it's not a passive thing. It's very active surrender. So we're gonna talk a little bit about that today. How many of you read the newsletter on Friday? Raise your hands. Come on, raise your hands. Oh, in my mind's eye, I can see you. I look forward to the next time I can see you in person, ask you a question and call you out. But I'm asking because in Friday's newsletter, as Sarah just mentioned, I talked about sabbatical. Some of you already knew about it, but most of you did not. And it's a really huge thing for me. I'm taking a Sabbath after all these years, 23 to be exact. I am going on sabbatical, July, August, and September. And so I wrote in the newsletter that I want to take you on the journey with me by kind of keeping you up to speed about what's going on with me. But I want to make sure I don't turn that into some kind of obligation. It's something that my heart is pulling me, calling me to do. And everything is in place. You will always be well taken care of. And like I said, you all are going to be in my heart. No kidding. So let me just tell you a little bit about it, about the sabbatical. So sabbatical has, it's not that it's always scared me, but I've had to really work through, oh my gosh, can I do this? Can I, even though we've got all of these amazing leaders in our community, my gosh, what's going to happen if I'm not there? I've always been there. Even when I'm away, I've always been there. So in taking this step of faith, which has been largely inspired by my sister, Kathy Grant, the queen of self-care. Kathy was the queen of self-care. And she was always very supportive of me doing this, the ultimate self-care, sabbatical, Sabbath, taking time to rest in spirit, to refresh, to rejuvenate, to reboot. So my dear friend, someone dear to many of us, David Ault, asked me months ago to consider going with him on a pilgrimage in the month of July to walk the Camino. Now, if you don't know about the Camino, it is a It's basically about a 500-mile walk through Spain. It has a couple of different starting points. And we are going to do this together, starting in Lisbon, Portugal, walking to Santiago, Spain. And it's going to take us about 30 days to do this. Now, when David asked me, I told him I had thought about this so many times. It would be the ultimate spiritual quest. So I said, I just don't know how I can do it because I have never traveled light in my life. I have never underpacked for any trip in my life. I pack things for the just-in-case scenarios. I don't know why I tend to take every toiletry I have, and I got a lot of toiletries. I told him, I said, I need an extra suitcase just for my toiletries. He said, well, you won't be doing that because everything that you need will be in a backpack on your back, carried by you every day of the journey. So I really prayed on it, got clear about it, and we're going to do this. Now, I'm sharing this with you now at this point, not only because it's coming up, and I feel like I'm already in preparation. It's kind of like when we go on retreat, when we've always gone on retreats at Unity of New York, the retreat starts when you leave. When you leave to go to the retreat place, your retreat has already begun. And for me, I am now in the very thick of the preparation process, because it's a big process to get ready for this. And another, a little sidebar to this is the reason that we are doing this at this time in July, the hottest month of the year to walk in Lisbon, in Portugal and Spain, is because David is the keynote speaker at the European New Thought Conference in Geneva, Switzerland in August. So we are, after we walk and arrive in Spain, in Santiago, we're going to go to Geneva. And then after this spiritual quest, this pilgrimage, I get to go on a conference, a retreat in this beautiful chalet in Switzerland. So that's kind of why that has to do with the timing of this. So, last week, a dear friend of mine, a fellow minister, who's very excited about this journey for me, said, have you set your intention for the trip, for this, for the walk, for the Camino? And I said, my intention is not to set an intention. Or rather, more accurately, my intention is to surrender the process. See, it's not a passive thing. I am doing a lot of prep work to get ready for this journey. And my intention and goal is to get there and to begin. There's a great quote by Mother Teresa. It's very simple. Mother Teresa said, let us remain as empty as possible so that God can fill us up. Let us remain as empty as possible so that God can fill us up. My intention is to trust the wind, to walk with God. The original Camino was called the way of Saint James, who began in the Pyrenees Mountains in the south of France, and he began the journey until he arrived at this sacred site in Santiago, Spain. I'm thinking of the way something just really came to me in this moment. I love how this stuff works. Spirit is always knocking. Let me in. The Way is the name of Jesus's ministry. His ministry was not Christianity. What he did was called the Way. The Way of St. James. Walking the Camino. Remember, Jesus was a way shower, not a way teller. He was showing the way. And it's so easy for us to get caught up in the concepts. We want to keep learning and growing and expanding and reading another book and taking another workshop. And we have to make sure we move beyond the concepts, beyond all the principles, to embody them as Jesus did. The way shower, not just the way teller. Yes, his ministry was storytelling. To show the way. And actually, if you want to become more familiar with the Camino, with this spiritual pilgrimage that thousands and thousands and thousands of individuals have been on over the years, there is a movie called The Way with Martin Sheen. I almost said Martin Short. Martin Sheen, directed by one of his sons, Emilio Estevez, and it's about the Camino. I think it's about a decade, probably more 10 or 12 years old. So it's a great movie. It's an inspiring movie, and that'll show you a lot more of what the Camino is about. But for me, this is about the surrender of so many things. There's a quote from the book, Letting Go, The Pathway to Surrender, that says, letting go is the most efficient tool to reach any spiritual goal. Letting go is the most efficient tool to reach any spiritual goal. Like I said, surrender is not passive. It's very active. It's not just the decision of letting go. It is the experience of letting go. We so often hear in Unity, let go and let God. Surrender. We're talking about it all the time. Yet we still get caught up so often in the doing instead of the being, don't we? Marie Anne sang, before she sang that glorious Trust the Wind, she started us off with, I release, and I let go. I let the Spirit run my life. So we prepare, we plan, and then in trust, we let go and let God. There's a daily word here on let go and let God. It says, I release human limitation and follow divine love and wisdom. Sometimes when I don't know which way to turn, the most empowering thing I can do is to let go and let God. I'm not giving up and admitting defeat. Rather, I'm giving myself over to the truth that I am a divine being living a human experience. I let go. I feel relief as my ego no longer insists on finding its own way. I feel relief as my ego no longer insists on finding its own way. My energy moves from stubborn willfulness to the sublime peace of willingness. I tap into the limitless understanding of divine mind and discern possibilities that my human understanding did not discover. I let God, guided by divine understanding within, I think clearly and act with confidence. I trust I will find the path that leads to the greatest good for all. I trust I will find the path that leads to the greatest good for all. I'm thinking right now of the GPS app on my phone. I'm sure some of you are familiar with it. It's called Waze, W-A-Z-E. And Waze, it's a paradox. It's a tool and a surrender kind of combined when I think about it, because it's, I'm putting it in as a GPS to show me the way to get where I'm going. Now, what I have to let go of is the way that I already may know to get where I'm going for the possible better way or shorter route or clearer route. That's the magic of satellites. So it's letting go of one good, surrendering one good for the possibility of a greater good. Now, the journey, it's not just to Santiago, Spain. On this adventure, the journey is to me. You know, that song, I'm thinking of a lot of song lyrics today. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. I'm finally emptying out so that God can fill me up, so that I can show how it's done, so that I can have the firsthand experience beyond the concept of it. And I am, even though I'm traveling light, I am taking you with me. Surrender was one of the most important concepts in the 4T Prosperity Program that so many of us have done over time. Stretton Smith says, surrender is necessary. Begin the day with surrender. I have an affirmation somewhere in here. Where is that sucker? I surrender everything today to the presence and power of God within me. I surrender everything today to the presence and power of God within me. I surrender everything today to the presence and power of God within me. He talks about this in the very first lesson of 4Ts. Of the 12 lessons, he talks about it right at the beginning. And he talks about how to giving over to our higher power, whatever we're calling it, the wind, God, Spirit, Holy Spirit, love. It's such an important, powerful step to take. We never have to know how to do this. That's where we can get hung up and caught up, is in the need to know. We just have to be willing to let go of the need to know, willing to surrender, being willing to be free, to drop the armor, drop the rock, give the burdens over to Holy Spirit. When I was thinking about this concept, the idea came to me of a burdens box. You know how we have a prayer box? What about creating a burdens box where we give the burdens over, we surrender the burdens to Spirit? Give it over. Let go. Let God. Trust. You know, I've shared so many times one of my favorite quotes. One of my favorite quotes, that when you have come to the edge of all the light you know, and you are about to take a step into the darkness of the unknown, believe that one of two things will happen. Either there will be something solid for you to stand on, or you will be taught to fly. trust the wind. There is no time like the present to let go. Trust the wind. Lay down your burdens. Come to me, ye who are weary, and I will give you rest. Jesus, the way shower. Let's go into that place of rest right now. Let's surrender into meditation. Take in a couple of deep breaths, your own time. Really let go of the belly and let it expand and really get in touch with that breathing. Let it fill up your entire body, your entire vessel. Today, I surrender. I let go and let God. I trust the process. I trust the process of life. I resolve to give up all of my futile attempts to control life. And I flip over and float. Instead of struggling upstream, I flip over and float gently, gently down the stream of life. When I do this, I agree with life. I'm in the flow. I trust the knowing that Spirit is in and through all things, rather than resist or judge what might appear before me. I have faith and confidence in divine order and in the absolute goodness of God. I continue taking deep breaths. And as I do, I feel Spirit's presence filling me with calm assurance. With each breath, I begin to relax as I slowly release my grasp, my white knuckle grip on things that are outside of my control. And I get in touch with the fullness of my faith and the depths of my courage. As if a miracle has occurred, I suddenly find myself at ease, untroubled, unburdened. I cast my burdens aside, putting them in the hands of Spirit. As I am freed from the illusion of control, my energy begins melding into meeting my responsibilities and finding my power as I co-create with the divine. I've always had everything I need. I've always had my very own GPS, my inner compass. As I surrender let go and let God. I move through life with ease, purpose, I surrender. I surrender into this place of rest for just a moment. Come to me, ye who are weary, and I will give you rest. Mother Teresa said, let us remain as empty as possible so that God can fill us up. And so it is.
And sing.